President. Finland takes the floor to emphasize that the resolution on eliminating discrimination against women and girls presented by Mexico, Argentina and Chile and adopted earlier today is a vitally important resolution in the promotion and protection of women's and girls' rights. We also want to take this opportunity to commend the work of the Working Group on Discrimination Against Women and Girls. Women's rights have come a long way. Our grandmothers lived in a very different reality than us today. Sadly, this progress has not been enough. We are unfortunately once again witnessing a coordinated effort to downgrade women's and girls' rights and to undermine gender equality around the world. Women and girls continue to face multifaceted and intersecting forms of discrimination and violence in all spheres of life. The COVID-19 pandemic has worsened this further. This resolution we adopted will be an important tool to eliminate discrimination and to advance more equal societies. This resolution places women's and girls' political participation at the forefront so that they can equally take part in building a more sustainable future. We cannot achieve sustainable societies nor the 2030 agenda unless we successfully tackle all forms of discrimination against all women and girls. Everyone, including women and girls living in poverty, who are internally displaced with disabilities, who belong to minorities, and indigenous women and girls, have the right to live without fear and discrimination. We, as states and duty bearers, have the responsibility to ensure a dignified life for all in economic and social spectrums of life, as well as in political and public spheres. This means, inter alia, quality education and health services, sexual and reproductive health and rights, comprehensive sexuality education, safe and adequate housing, as well as full, equal, and meaningful participation. As we have throughout our history, Finland will continue to support the empowerment of women and girls in all their diversity, both in national and international fora, until every woman and girl is free to live without discrimination of any kind. I thank you.